Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, that's the Who bringing us back on the rock opera Tommy. Welcome back to 23. After the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Vicki Oliver is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of many books, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. Sounds familiar sometimes. And also 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. There's another one around here somewhere, isn't there, Vicki?
Another book?
Another book. Isn't there another book somewhere?
Yeah. I mean, I've written five.
Five. Okay.
So the newest one is Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One.
And guess what? I don't have my copy.
Ah.
So you have to work that out.
Okay. We'll have to work that out.
And those books have sold something under a billion copies wherever books are sold. So check those out.
Absolutely.
And Vicki Oliver, Vicki with a Y, VickiOliver.com is the website. We're talking about helping you get a job, helping you do a better job of interviewing. And I always point out, Vicki, that as we're talking about these things for the interviewer, I'm sorry, for the interviewee, the candidate, you know, our business owners listening, you know, that you know, a lot of times, you know, they may not know what to look for. They may not know what to expect. What should their expectations be? They need, you know, we all need a little help being a little more professional, a little more sophisticated at being the interviewer. What do you think?
Right. So I would say, first off, you always want somebody that will fit in your company. That's like the most important criteria. Some of this is gut feel. You know, the person walks in and you say, wow, this is the right type. Seems like somebody that's going to belong here. You can tell that by the person's enthusiasm. You can tell that by the way the person dresses, their general deportment. You know, they should want to be there. They should want to find out things. They should have curiosity about your company. And they should sort of be willing to jump right in.
I've interviewed some people who I almost couldn't get them to respond. You know, they were just and then I interviewed someone a while back, and that person could finish my sentences. I like that person.
Right.
You know, they were way ahead of me on and I thought, you know, this is the kind of mind we need in this company.
Right. Also, I would say, you know, look for people who will fill in for you. Want, you know, every team has, you know, certain strengths and weaknesses, right? And you want somebody sometimes who will fill in a set of strengths that you don't already have. I think that's another way to look at it. Just think of it as a team member, and what are they bringing to this party? A lot of this you can tell, like, right when you meet them. Unfortunately, it's like we make a snap judgment.
But that's one thing I'm worried about, Vicki. A lot of times, small business owners, they just need to be just a little more patient, a little more disciplined, and a little bit more sophisticated before they hire somebody. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they need to do their homework on the candidate, too. Like, the candidate should be doing their homework.
Call those references.
Call the references. Make sure the person really graduated from that college, you know?
Right, right.
Like, just, you know, do your due diligence. Like, go on LinkedIn, look at their online profile, you know, find out what their social media presence is like. Like, do that stuff that you know, I know it's kind of boring to do it, but do it. Do it, because it could save you a hiring mistake.
Is there anything that you could see on social media that you would disqualify someone for working?
Yes. I think, you know, first off, I would say if someone's always griping on social media,
right,
that's a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes if somebody is political, like overtly political on social media, I think that can sometimes be a turnoff.
Mm-hmm. What if they have 10,000 friends on Facebook? Is that a, I mean, I'm being facetious with the 10,000, but But
I think that's okay. I wish I did.
Not me. I think friends are way overrated, Vicky. What are you talking about? Come on. So what else would you do?
Drinking photographs. Many people,
especially young people, don't realize that those stupid frat pictures and sorority pictures are not good for your job future.
Right. You're trying to assess whether the person has a professional presence online.
Right, right.
Basically. You know, everybody can be forgiven one, you know, post.
What if every day they're posting another picture of something that's, I don't know. Sometimes the narcissism of social media really annoys me. Should I get over that as an employer?
You mean selfies?
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff over and over. I feel like selfies are
here to stay. I do. They're here to stay. I think if the person's young, they can be forgiven, you know, a lot of selfies. Yes.
Right. I can't afford all the cameras that keep breaking. That's the reason I don't do selfies.
I know. It's just
myself.
It's a problem.
Vicky, I need your website one more time, please.
Okay, it's Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
And the new book is called?
The new book is called Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One.
And you're going to send me an autographed copy real soon, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Vicky, it's always a pleasure and fun to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I love being on your show.
Will you come back soon?
Of course.
Thanks, Vicky Oliver.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vicky Oliver, she'll be back another day with more good information. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.